In this bulletin, Victoria records two new local cases of COVID-19. More than 100 organised crime figures arrested in Australia in a global police sting. And Naomi Osaka pulls out of next week's Berlin WTA tournament. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Victorian authorities have found a genomic link between a return traveller who entered hotel quarantine in Melbourne in May and the cluster of the so-called Delta variant of coronavirus in the city's west. The man arrived from Sri Lanka on the 8th of May and tested positive that same day. He was transferred from the Novotel Ibis Quarantine Hotel to the Holiday Inn Health Hotel on the 14th of May before being released on the 23rd of May. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Ellen Cheng says authorities are investigating how the virus spread into the community after no obvious breaches to infection control protocols were found.
We now have a source from which to start from, so we can start contact tracing or start investigations not only upstream from the North Melbourne families, but also downstream from this case. And this is similar to where New South Wales was with their Wallara case and his wife. Secondly, this also does mean that we have a start time for the outbreak, so we now know that it couldn't have been in Victoria before the 8th of May.
One of the two new local COVID-19 cases is a child linked to the cluster, while the other is connected to the Arcare aged care residents. Acting Premier James Molino says both cases have limited community exposure.
We remain on track to later in this week announce, as we've said we've planned to do all along, further easings of restriction in regional Victoria and careful easing of restrictions in Melbourne. This cluster was discovered after the lockdown was in place, and nothing about today changes our plans.
More than 100 members of organised crime groups have been arrested in Australia as part of a massive online sting. Criminal underworld figures were tricked into communicating via an encrypted messaging app as part of a three-year operation conducted by the Australian Federal Police and the FBI. The app was used by organised crime groups around the world to plan murders, industrial-scale importations and money laundering. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw says police uncovered 21 execution plots and seized more than 3,000 kilograms of drugs and almost $45 million in cash as a result of Operation Ironside.
More than 4,000 officers from law enforcement in Australia have been involved in executing over 525 search warrants in every mainland state in Australia. And Ironside has arrested and charged who we alleged are some of the most dangerous criminals to Australia. We allege they are members of outlaw motorcycle gangs, Australian mafia, Asian crime syndicates and serious and organised crime groups.
More than 300 search warrants were carried out across Australia last night, with simultaneous stings in the United States and Europe. Canadian police say an attack on a Muslim family over the weekend was a targeted anti-Islamic hate crime. Four members of a family were killed in London, Ontario, after a ute jumped the curb and ran them over. A 9-year-old child survived. He's in hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. The 21-year-old alleged attacker drove off after the incident, with police later arresting him and charging him with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of attempted murder. At least 51 people are dead and more than 100 others injured after the collision of 2 express trains in southern Pakistan. Railway officials say around 1,100 people were on board the 2 trains when they collided. It's not yet clear what caused the derailment, with the driver of the second train saying he braked when he saw the first train, but didn't have time to avoid the collision. Pakistan's railway minister, Assam Swati, says an investigation into the cause of the crash is underway.
The whole Sakhar division track is old and weak. I'm in contact with Prime Minister Imran Khan, and the whole Cabinet and Prime Minister know about the track situation. My divisional superintendent wrote a letter 4 days ago that an accident was expected due to the weak track, but this part of the track was good. Now we're looking for the reason for the accident. Either there was a technical fault or the crew made a mistake.
And in sport, Naomi Osaka has pulled out of next week's Berlin WTA tournament, raising doubts about her participation at Wimbledon later this month. The decision comes after the Japanese world number two pulled out of the French Open last week on mental health grounds. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 13. Melbourne, early rain, then a shower or two, 13 degrees. Hobart, rain and 14. Canberra, showers increasing, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 20. Sydney, a possible late shower, 21. Newcastle, rain at times, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, similar conditions, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.